I think we might have Ranger Bill here ready to go. As a matter of fact, while he's doing that, should I sing the Ranger Bill song?
Well, I think it'd be highly appropriate. Are we sure this is Ranger Bill calling in?
It's the greatest thing in the world to be a ranger. See, he's going to come on. He's going to talk about the fisher cats.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. It's the greatest thing in the world to be a ranger. And the forest is the place I like to be. In my little ranger hut where the fishers bite your butt. You know, the ranger's life is just the right for life for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ranger Bill.
That was the sound of the fisher. Hello, Bruce. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Ranger Bill, this is great.
It's so good to be with you. You know, it's a beautiful day in the forest. And there's hardly any carnage or disemboweling going on out here in the wilds of eastern Connecticut because the fishers have all been chased away by your radio show.
We're sorry to hear that.
Glad to see we're serving some purpose.
Before you go any further, one thing that came up is some people wanted to know where you're a ranger. Are you a ranger, like, in the U.S. Forest Service, or, I mean...
Well, there's a funny thing about that, actually.
Yeah.
As far as people are concerned, I don't really care if they think I'm a ranger or not. The important thing is the animals believe I'm a ranger.
So
they're
you...
the ones I have to answer to, as must we all, yeah, in the forest.
So as long as you have street cred with the woodland creatures, that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about the fisher. I mean, this is an animal that we had understood came back. And
well, this is very true, Colin. You see, the thing about the fisher is he's very misunderstood.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that he's a vicious and tends to attack larger animals, and they've only rarely brought down some of the buffalo that we have here in eastern Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's a very unusual occurrence. And often, they are mistaken for the vicious chupacabra,
yeah,
which is, of course, a Puerto Rican mutant creature that, yeah, came from some other planet.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of Puerto Ricans, I want to say hello to all my friends in Willimantic, Connecticut.
Right.
¿Qué pasa, amigos? ¿Dónde está el perro de muerto? That means dog of death.
You are a very cosmopolitan person, Ranger Bill. There's no question about that. Now, are the fishers... What should you do if you encounter a fisher, if you're walking in the woods?
Well, as with all of woodland creatures, you should not try to startle it or throw anything heavy at it.
Yeah.
The main thing the fisher just wants to do is exist and occasionally have some fresh meat. And hopefully, that's not you. So if you just behave yourself for the most part, they're not overly aggressive unless the sun is either up or it's nighttime.
Okay, so those are would be the only times that it's aggressive would be day in.
Exactly. The rest of the time, maybe they might get a little bit angry.
Can they smell our blood? Do they want to get us?
Well, it depends. I mean, all of the people that tend to think that they're vicious, horrible creatures and are frightened of them and think they might have their beautiful little kittens eaten or anything else, you know, or even have something ripped out of their stomach to satisfy the fisher, if they sense that fear in you, you could be in danger. So the important thing to remember is the fisher is your friend.
May I ask Ranger Bill a question? Ranger Bill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where did the name Fisher Cat come from? I mean, we've had some people calling them Fisher Cats.
Oh, that's an excellent question, Bruce.
Thank you, Ranger Bill.
The matter is, it's the vicious cry they make late at night that some people used to mistake as a mountain lion. Therefore, assuming the fisher was a member of the cat family. Therefore, Fisher Cat, which you usually only hear from people who are morons.
As we get ready to say farewell, do you want to do the blood-curdling cry of the fisher yet again?
It would be an honor. And by the way, nothing I ever tell you about the natural world is meant to take the place of your owner's manual.
All right. Thanks very much for Ranger Bill. We hope you're safe out there.
Anytime.
All right. Bye. It's Ranger Bill.
Ranger Bill.
Kind of a strange person. But, and my understanding is, anyway, he is an independent ranger. He's not with the Forest Service.
Not with the National Association of
National Park
Rangers.
Or anything like that. Nothing along those. He's not really affiliated.
Like the Lone Ranger.
And I think he got most of his ranger training from the University of Rangers in Guadalajara.
Yeah.
So it's not... I'm still fascinated by this story. This guy. And really, that's the way before Congress. And then they called him up about this thing, and he said... I love it when people say this in the New York Times. In a way, I thank you, because those discrepancies are not important enough to be there, and they have all been fixed.
Fixed is not your credit report, it's your resume.
He was just glad that somebody had pointed this little thing out to him, so he could fix it. He was grateful.
And here's Ed and his cover from Chupacabra. And we're also tremendously excited, as we always are.
We are pumped up.
Win a completely bogus, absurd, and ultimately depressing award. It really takes an institution like Hartford Magazine to give you an award that actually makes you depressed. So we won, as we did last year, Greater Hartford's Best Local Afternoon Radio Show.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I don't know, because I
local, best afternoon local.
I don't know. There's one or two other shows that might.
Well, you got your Damon Scott over here.
We're this afternoon radio show. It doesn't say talk show. You're right.
It says local radio show.
Oh, that's pretty. That's better, isn't it? I think we might have won best afternoon talk show last year.
If it's best afternoon local radio show.
So that means we beat Damon. We meet. And we beat Kid Fresh.
Right.
Or is he on the afternoon?
I have no clue.
Yeah. How about Jenny Boom Boom? Do we beat her? We must have beaten somebody over at 92.7.
Yep.
Well, who's on in the afternoon then?
DJ Buck, maybe?
Big Snout, apparently. Yeah, Big Snout is the name of the guy they have on it.
Who?
Big Snout.
When is Big Reg on?
Big Reg is on some other time. This is Big Snout. Big Snout is on.
Oh.
Big Snout and Chicken Bone. So anyway, we beat them. So I guess we beat Joe Hahn, right, over at 100 Point Snooze. Did we beat him?
I guess so,
He's on in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we beat all the other people at all the other radio stations that aren't located out here at the Hideous Off World Colony, right?
That would be apparently the case,
I don't know. It's still kind of depressing somehow. They only do it so we'll talk about it. And we're actually cooperating with them right now. They do it, A, so we'll talk about it, and B, in the hopes that this station will buy an ad in their magazine.
Right, I'm sure that'll happen.
And even though we're very fond of Teresa Pelham, it doesn't really work there. She's like a freelancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The people who run the magazine are stiffs. Well, Michael Guinan, I mean, I kind of like Michael Guinan, actually. I mean, he's a stiff, but I like him. I like him anyway. He's a very well-dressed, nicely turned out stiff.
Mm-hmm. If you say so.
Yeah. Chris Renstrom's just a stiff.
Anybody else you'd like to
put I don't know. I'm trying to say things so they won't give us these awards anymore. I don't
we
like
did it last year. We got it again.
I'm trying to think of other things that I could say.
There are things you could say.
But here's the real excitement of this. There'll be a Best of Hartford Gala, or Gala.
There will be. It's in June sometime, isn't it?
It's in June. You have to pay $65 to go.
We don't have to pay.
To the general public. Do we get to go for free?
Yes.
Oh.
And bring a guest.
I'm not going. It's June 11th. It's a joyous celebration at the Connecticut Convention Center Ballroom.
Right, and that'll be the first one, won't it?
The first public gala in the brand new Connecticut Convention Center Ballroom.
So we really should go.
I'm not going. And it's designated as one of the five official events to celebrate.
I was thinking about going.
Okay, well, you can represent both of us.
No, I'm not going if you don't.
Oh, then maybe I'll go. The first five official events to celebrate the opening of the facility. What are the other four events, do you suppose? The Western New England Philatelist Club or something?
Maybe a tractor pull?
Yeah. I'd like to know what the other four
Bigfoot
events are.
Bigfoot.
Anyway, we'll get invited to that. Well, no, yes, sir. We get a complimentary invitation, courtesy of Hartford Magazine. The rest of you,
very nice.
Full of meals.
$65 is what people have to pay for this?
To fall down and worship us. And last year, when we won the award, when our names were announced, not that we were there, John and Patty Rowland were there, and one of them booed and the other one hissed.
Right.
But, I mean, I would imagine.
And look what happened to them.
I don't think you can hear them booing from, Western Pennsylvania. Maybe they'll do it by closed circuit or something.
Something tells me they won't be there.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can
look at a new category.
On his release or something like that from prison. So anyway, at least we won't be booed this year. Well, we're very.
Well, not by them anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something very.
Perhaps what we should do is send Bobby and Mikey C.
Bobby would love this. Bobby would have a great time.
Yeah, but think of this now. Yeah. Whoever we send represents us.
Yeah. He can't be allowed to make an acceptance speech.
The thing would go for 3 days.
Plus, everybody there would get invited to his apartment.
he's not feeling well today, so we have to really kind of take it easy on him. Well, of course, then again, you weren't feeling well either, and you were here, and you put on a spectacular performance.
Yeah, I had a
so there shouldn't really be any whining about.
And now
that
I'm
kind
better.
Of thing.
I'm better. I've discovered actually, for years when I was sick, I would like go play basketball or something like that, thinking that I could sweat the illness out, or I would, you know, go do some kind of physical exercise. And I think when you're young, sometimes that can actually work. But when you get to be our advanced age,
right.
And you get to be the kind of age where the Supreme Court makes decisions to protect you, which is the way I think of
it. Yes, that's today, pretty much right.
You have to think about things differently. You have to, I mean, resting actually does turn out to be incredibly important.
The girls, where I go to physical therapy.
The girls?
They wanted to know if we were going to mention them.
The girls?
Yeah.
Who are the girls?
Nancy and Jen.
How about Muffy and...
No, there's no Muffy. Nancy and Jen.
All right. And so they want a shout out?
I said, well, no, they didn't ask me for that. I said, well, do you want to be mentioned?
Yeah.
She said, do you mention us or have you mentioned us? Because
yeah.
I talked about this arm thing.
Right.
See this new bandage?
Yeah.
Nice, huh?
It's very nice. I think you're accessorizing very well right now with your various...
Well, it's never the same at any two times in a row. It's
true.
Like something different every time you go there.
I mean, Senator Kathy Cook, who was on the show yesterday, has a hook for a hand. And, you know, she does really, really nice stuff with it, just in terms of sort of, you know...
Decorating?
Tying a little ribbon around it or something
yeah.
like that. Just, you know, to match her outfit. Part of her whole nautical flair.
Mm-hmm.
But it is...
How long do you think it'll be before somebody who has that kind of thing is going to not be happy with you?
About 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we're thinking about the Supreme Court. I love this. Adopting a pro-worker interpretation of the federal law that prohibits age discrimination in employment. 5-3 decision of the Supreme Court said that employees can prevail by showing that a policy has a discriminatory impact on older workers, regardless of the employer's motivation. So in other words... We don't even have to prove anymore that our company hates us and wants
to discard
us just because we're old.
Yep.
We just have to show that their policy has that effect of mistreating us because we're old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's even better. I love being old now.
How long do you think it'll be before Dean comes back?
Well, maybe there was some kind of policy.
No, there wasn't.
That caused him to,
there's no policy. Mm-hmm. No.
But and not only that, but you can be, all you have to be is over 40. So we're really old.
Oh.
But, in fact, the ruling says that people over 40 can sue for age discrimination, even if there is no evidence that such bias was intentional. I think
that seems like that seems a little excessive, actually.
It's one of the good things about having old people on the Supreme Court, is they know how horrible it is to be an old person.
Mm-hmm.
So on behalf of all the rest of us old people, I'd like to say thank you, old Supreme Court judges, or justices, as the case may be. Anyway, I don't know what we're going to do about taking calls here, because doubtless they're just pouring in, but is your talk screen up? Can you see?
I can get the no, it's broken.
We'll just get them on an auditory
basis. It'll be fixed, but I can be told who's calling and everything.
Well, we do have John on line one with a recap of last night's episode of what?
Oh, no.
Well, we've got 60 seconds. We can devote 60 seconds to last.
No.
I think people have come to us to expect it. He's not going to ask you if you watched it. I promise you that.
Yeah, right.
But come on.
All right, what do you want?
Hey, first of all, Colin, you got to go to the Hartford thing because I'll be going.
Why would you be going?
I'm not going to say what company I'm involved with that won.
You won? Your company won?
Well, first of all, it's such a scam because, you know what, they give you this false sense of expectation.
Right.
Make you buy ad space.
Yeah.
Second, was there a second? Oh,
we
hey, nice to have a scary...